Well, it is a great life in the Lord. I'll go back to my teenage years, well, really my early years in life. I didn't have a religious upbringing. Obviously, I was baptised as a kid. Most children were in those days. Through my life, growing up in those days, my parents didn't go to a church. I didn't go to a church. It wasn't until I actually started university when my best friend invited me to a Uniting Church youth group on a Friday night that I guess started to have anything to do with religion. But I never actually went to a church meeting. I just used to go to youth group meetings, had a bit of fun. And then one day I woke up, went to a youth group meeting, they had a vote for a president that night, and I became the president of the youth group. And I thought that was pretty strange, seeing I hadn't been to a church meeting, but I took on the role. And I always had an interest in religion of some form, because I knew there had to be something more in life than just what we had. Always knew there had to be a power somewhere that was different to what you get in your normal day-to-day life. And so I actually took the youth group on a bit of a mission, searched all through different religions that are available in Melbourne for us, the Hare Krishnas, the Buddhists, the Transcendental Meditationists. I took them all over the place. Today I find it quite strange that the church group would let me do that. But I was on a mission myself to search for something, the real God. And anyway, I didn't find it in all those churches I went to then. I left Melbourne, got a job in the mining industry, travelled around a little bit and ended up in Goulburn. And I found myself sharing an office in Goulburn with perhaps the mine's biggest drug supplier. Every few days, this man called Otto Knaus used to come in and he was witnessing to this drug supplier. And because Otto had come out of a pretty wild life and obviously had used drugs and got drugs from this person before he actually had an experience with God. And so he was trying to convince this other person that there's an experience with God that he could have that was better than drugs. Anyway, this battle went on for a few months before eventually Otto realised that perhaps he should be focusing on me, and he invited me to a meeting. I came to a small little house meeting. It felt like I'd come home. It was really quite an amazing feeling. Anyway, I wasn't completely convinced. I was a bit... being an engineer, I like to actually be able to prove things in numbers and facts and figures and so forth. As our pastor up here does too. I went to my first meeting, went home and actually researched a lot, came back the next meeting with a whole lot of questions, and Pastor Gary Hall was very patient with me, got the Bible out, went through the questions one after the other, then I'd go home with another set of questions the next week I'd come back. And that went on for about 6 weeks, and eventually I'd run out of questions. I still wasn't convinced, and I guess Bible numerics was probably the thing that came closest to convincing me, but I still wasn't convinced. And so I thought, well, the only way to test this out is to actually put it to a test and get baptised by full immersion. There was a camp down the coast for the young people in the church over the Anzac long weekend. And so I got baptised down the coast by full immersion in the ocean. It was a very cold morning. I remember that very well because poor old Pastor Gary and Pastor Mark turned blue in the water while they were baptising me. But nevertheless, I felt really warm. I had this warm sensation, and 3 days later I was on my knees at home just praying by myself, and I had this very, very immense feeling inside, and before I knew it I was speaking in tongues, which was the evidence that I expected, because that's what the Bible said would happen when I was filled with the Holy Spirit. So that was a tremendous outcome, and then from that day onwards the Lord's just done all these miracles in my life and looked after me in all sorts of things. We have two beautiful daughters, both of whom were spirit-filled. Felicity's out the back there. When she was being born, there were some complications in the pregnancy just about a few weeks before she was born. And it was looking pretty serious for a while, and we had a prayer and fast in the church. Anyway, Felicity was born perfectly normal with, all the faculties you'd expect from a young person. And now here she is with a pregnancy herself, only 5 weeks away from giving birth. So that was probably one of the first big miracles. Susie, our other daughter, she had some complications when she was about 4 or 5 years of age. had all the tests at the hospital. They sent her up to Sydney for an operation, and just before they were doing the operation, they decided to repeat the test. Miracle upon miracles, the doctors came out before they operated on her and said that she's perfectly okay to go. No operation. It was a very serious operation she would have had. It was a kidney operation. But the Lord just worked a miracle just at the last minute there, and it's tremendous that the Lord can do those things. I fed my hand into a conveyor belt, and luckily the Lord stopped the conveyor belt for me. And they're the big miracles, but there's lots of other little things the Lord does every day in our lives, and it's hard to always remember those, but the Lord's there blessing us day by day. Amen.